Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Parents, let's be honest. There are some toys that should be on the do not buy list, right?
So many toys that I regretted buying. The majority of them were the ones that just made the obnoxious noises and sounds that happen to go off by themselves at any time, especially in the middle of the night, and, you know, scare the bejesus out of everyone.
Yo, that Tickle Me Elmo used to freak me out in the middle of the night all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was so creepy. We should make a list here of all the toys parents should not get their kids.
Yeah, right. Instead of warning labels for the kids on the different toys, you got to get the warning labels for the parents on outside boxes.
Exactly. Actually, let's do that right now. Let's make a list. So this is parents looking out for parents. I know it might be a popular toy or it might be something people have gotten their kids in the past, but I'm warning you, do not get your kid what? What toy is it? Is it a mess? Is it loud? Is it become a disaster? Like, what is that toy? You're like, let me just warn you, do not buy your kid this toy. All right, Nick, so is there a toy you want to put on the do not buy list?
It's for the kids parents who are going to have toddlers. They're called Linkables. They're little animals. They light up. They sing. They dance. They talk to each other, and that's the whole gimmick. Is if you buy enough of them, they'll link up together, and they'll sing and dance. They also do it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
When no one's playing with them.
Okay. What are they? Linkables?
Linkables.
Yeah. It's one thing to have one toy that starts talking, but when you have multiple toys that start talking to each other,
When you hear creepy laughter in the middle of the night.
At that point, they're planning something. That's what murders are made out of. Awesome. All right, Greg, what toys should we put on the do not buy list?
Drum set.
You know, it's funny. That's what my grandparents got me, a drum set and drum lessons when I was started in fourth grade. And I'll tell you, like, up until recently, I've never lived in a place that didn't have shared walls. So I can't imagine what my neighbors in our townhouse thought was going on when I was playing my drums since fourth grade all the way through high school. They were probably pissed. Buy your nieces and nephew, buy someone else's kids a drum set.
Yeah, or put it in the garage. And the only way they can practice is in the garage.
There you go, garage band. Love that. The whole neighborhood are here.